Well, Tim Karskadden here again on Daily Podcast from the Podbean Apple and our other podcast platforms. We welcome you to another week. We're in a prophetic moment right now. We're talking about the Luke 4:18 release upon the kingdom in this hour. Are you ready to receive?
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you, because He has anointed you to preach good news. The Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon you, because He has anointed you to preach good news. He has sent you to the poor.
This is the key.
To bind up the broken heart.
I want you to receive that word from that song. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. I've been saying it for weeks now. 2021 is the year of the favor of the Lord. Crises, chaos is only creating favor upon God's people. God loves to let His people outshine the darkness, and the greater the darkness, the greater the glory. And that is what is happening right now. You please pray for America. We are in a convulsion right now. You guys in the nations, please lift us up. It's every day. I don't even want to look at the news every day, because it's more chaos. People being shot every day, and of course the media's, you know, it's not all, you know, it's a big country, 360 million plus people, and so, you know, you're talking about a few hundred people that are being active in this stuff, or even less than that, and yet the media makes it like it's you know, out of control, and it's every day. And the fear mongering by the media is just activating this. But that's part of God's sovereign plan. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us because, not that He's causing any of those things, but He is allowing them to have a solution. And we are that solution. The kingdom is. Now that's us. You and your nations, you have your battles as well. I know I talked to my German friends, and they're being back down in more lockdown situations, curfews, things like that that are being put on you guys. I'm telling, the enemy does not want you out in the marketplace, doesn't want you out releasing the glory. And I'm decreeing right now that God is going to break that thing, that lie, that COVID spirit off of the Germany and other countries, Lord, that are not walking in what they're supposed to, because this thing is being used as a controlling force against the release of the glory, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord that's upon your people in those nations. I declare that. You in America, you join with me praying for our friends. We're fortunate, you know, where we live in America, that most people are just ignoring these mandates for the most part and just living normal lives. And it's just wonderful. I say normal. Nothing's normal anymore, but regular lives and enjoying a fellowship and enjoying being with family and doing all the things that many nations are not being allowed in some of our liberal states. And, you know, that's funny, because God is really demonstrating Himself. The Lord told me that Pharaoh would have his heart hardened and their servants, which is the political entities, and that He would show His signs among them. And it's funny, because the states in America that are standing up against the federal, as far as all these mandates and rules, and, you know, they tell us masking, you got a distance and all, and states that are saying, nope, we're not going to do that. The numbers of COVID cases are nosediving, going straight down. And the states that are keeping the mandates, their numbers are increasing. It's a demonstration. It's a sign from the Lord that He wants the captive set free, and free from the political spirit, the religious spirit, all that's tied to us. And it's a sign to us. And they have no answer for that. They're trying to make up answers as to why this is happening. And the fact is, God's creative purpose in the body, the human body, is working. Herd immunity is occurring in states that have decided to stop all this masking and stop all this social distancing and let us live as normal human beings and let the body, the way God created it to be, to fight this thing and overcome it. And I have a brother, y'all may know him, Pastor Regis Richard, out in California. he had a dream that he had COVID and recovered, and he had a dream that his blood would be like gold. And the hospitals are calling everybody like him and saying, we want your blood, your plasma, because it helps heal those who have COVID. It's like gold, and they're paying top dollar for plasma. So that, and that's a picture, not that we should do that. It's just a picture that God has turned the value of our blood into the gold, the preciousness, because of his blood. Now, I know this is about the 418 anointing, but I want you to capture that and get that revelation. And yesterday we talked about the robes that are being released that have been worn before. These are robes of power and might and strength, and the anointing to comfort, and anointing to set people free, to bring them into the kingdom, to make them trees of righteousness. That's what's being released right now. And look, the best thing about having mantles, wearing multiple mantles, is that you have your own, which you were born to do, but now you have an extra one. It can be a hardship because it's something you probably don't know how to operate in at first, but as you yield to it and allow the Lord to strengthen you, it'll start functioning properly. I don't know how to describe it in an analogy, but it'd be a tool that works better. You know, if you're trying to tie a screw in with a screwdriver and all of a sudden somebody gives you a power drill to do it, well, you got to learn how to properly squeeze the trigger and do it all right. But once you learn, you realize, wow, this is a lot better than using a screwdriver. I speed up my time and everything that I'm doing. Well, that's kind of what happens here when you get another mantle. At first, you're like, man, not sure how to use this. But once you start getting it, it makes your life feel more powerful and you become more fluent in what you're called to do. And then you have an extra anointing you're walking in. That's what God's releasing right now. If we endure till the end, we're going to reign with him. And right now, he's given us the gifts and the callings and the purpose right now with extra help from heaven to endure in this season. Well, let's get back to Isaiah 61, because that's our whole thing about Luke 4:18, because that's what that story is about. Jesus read it in the temple there in Nazareth. I love the passage I've been saying all along. He did it in his own hometown where he was a nobody and to them, and yet God says, I want you to be a somebody where you live, not just somewhere you don't live. You know, you can be more popular and powerful where you're away from people who know you, but God wants you to be anointed where you live. So Jesus was used by the Lord in his time because of that scripture that was fulfilled in verses 4-7 to rebuild broken lives, to rebuild ruined cities and their flocks and the economies, like it says in that passage. And here's what it says. And it says, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord, and they shall call you the servants of the God, of our God. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles instead of your shame. You shall have double honor. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double everlasting joy, and it shall be theirs. Woohoo! Man, that is good news. So Jesus is going to oversee this one day, the rebuilding, and he has somewhat already, of Israel's cities and farms. We're seeing that. That's what it says there in verse 4. And we can see that too for us, that we're going to see be used about the rebuilding of our cities that have been torn down through crisis and chaos and rioting and murder, whatever your battle you're going through in the cities and the regions you're in. But he's going to oversee this. When we have the spirit of sovereign Lord, we have sovereign Lord upon us and we're functioning in it, we have an overseer. And as these things go on, and I realize this could be an end time prophetic word because Jesus is going to do this maybe even after the end time conflicts, but they're going to be gloriously rebuilt and made of wonderful materials that God wants to bring. And I think about that in the spiritual sense. God wants to rebuild things that have been torn down, ancient, desolate things. And for me, because we're going after this word, the 4:18 word, Luke 4:18, and and desolations of old words that are unfulfilled, which this has been one of them. And we were given this word 18 years ago, and we're seeing it come to pass right before our very eyes. So that's a long time, but I like it. He says he can give us double everlasting joy will be ours, because when you wait this long for a fulfillment of a word, when it comes to pass, it is an everlasting joy. It is expounding upon joy in your life. I mean, you expound upon the joy of your life. It's a better way of putting it. Because God is doing something that you thought maybe would never happen, at least not happen in your lifetime. And I want you to know this right now. You can have every promise. God doesn't want you to have promises without potential of seeing them fulfilled. God's not this kind of God that just wants to give you stuff and just tease you and throw the carrot out in front of you and say, well, maybe you'll see it and maybe you won't. He doesn't play with us like that. He wants us to engage. And in the story here, the fields, the flocks, the crops, it says will be transformed. You know, we've seen some of this in the past where, like the transformative videos you saw many years ago, where in certain nations where the revival was breaking out, like Argentina and others, everything was being touched. When the people were being touched in the revival, the crops of the fields, their fruit was double and triple its size, and the multiplication of the harvest would be in 3 and 4 times a normal harvest, because transformation, when it comes to the people in the earth, it affects the nature of the earth, and all of creation prospers when transformation happens. Listen to me. This is what's being released right now. Transformative power is being released right now to transform not only people, but everything that we touch. Our businesses, our families, our resources, our finances, everything is being transformed into more than it would have ever been before. See, the sons of the oppressors will serve as their herdsmen and farmers, it says. So what's going to happen is we're going to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. God is going to give us favor to we'll have a workforce, and the wealth in the sense of the wicked is going to be inherited by us as we go forward. And, you know, that is so, I've shared before, I had a dream about that passage, about the wealth of the wicked being laid up for us. And the reason I've always despised the way it's been taught is because most people scream that out. And when they say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, the first thing that usually goes to their mind is how can they grow and have materialism? How can they have a bigger house, a bigger car, more money in the bank? And they go straight to self. And so I always hated that verse as far as the way people interpret it. I love the verse, but I don't like the way people were interpreting it in their hearts. So I avoided it. So God gave me that dream a few months ago and said that I am being required to marry that verse, and that it is his will and his desire. And this is what this Isaiah 61 was talking about, that these others would serve the people of God. And so when I did, I began to embrace it. And I fought God in my dream, like all night almost. I think I dreamed the dream 3 times in one night. And God kept telling me, marry this word. Come into covenant. That's what marry means to marriage. It means to covenant with it. And so I finally did. I coveted with it. And man, it has touched our ministry. It's touched my life. And God is now beginning to release this. And the favor is coming. And everything that comes with it. And it took me to agree with God's covenant. Will you agree with it? Will you agree with a covenant of God that you, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, is upon you? And that what he said you can have, it is yours? Will you receive that? This double blessing that it talks about here, a double everlasting joy? You know, Jesus is going to do that for Israel one day. He's going to do it for us now. You know, we're going to serve as these priests. Instead of working in the fields, we're going to minister to those around us by teaching the word and manifesting his glory to them. And we're not going to have to labor like we had before. just to get somebody saved, somebody delivered, hours of deliverance. We can just pray, boom, just like Jesus did. Be free. Take up your mat and walk. Be healed right now. That's what's coming, guys. This is the mantles that are being passed out. Receive them today. Receive this covenant promise. Don't just keep waiting for another day. This is the day. This is the year of the favor of the Lord, the sovereign Lord. The anointing is upon you today. Oh, I want to see all of you activate. I want to hear the testimonies of what God is doing with these new mantles on you as you walk in this anointing. In this season. Oh, I'm so excited to hear. Send us your words. Send me your, you can go to our app and send words to us about what God's doing to you. We want to hear about it. We want to celebrate with you. Now bless you. Have a good day today. See you tomorrow. See ya. Love's reality. Well, hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Each and every day, thanks for joining us. We always remind you of all our platforms as usual, our website, but also we have our app. Now, don't forget that. Go to your app store and type in Christian Center Shreveport, download our app, and you can get everything we do there. We also are starting our School of Ministry this fall, 2021. If you're in our region, you're interested in joining that, the Olive School of Ministry. And we're so excited about that. We'll talk about that more in the days to come, but that'll be this fall. Also, if you were not able to watch our conference this past weekend, Wielding the Axe Conference with Dutch Sheets and Clay Nash and Tom Slater from Texas, myself, please go to our YouTube page or our Facebook page and catch up. It was powerful and a release of what we talked about today and what we'll be talking about each and every day. All right, come back tomorrow.